And the third spirit to come through, and this is my favorite. This is, I could have stayed up all night and all next day talking to this man, was Dr. Theobald Slavinsky. There's so much I wanted to talk to him about, so much I wanted to ask him. He came through, enters David's body, totally takes over his body. When he crossed over, he had to have been in his late 80s or early 90s, because all of a sudden, there's David Thompson's body. David's in his early 40s. All of a sudden, David Thompson's body turns into that of a 90-year-old man or older.
Mm-hmm.
With his hands curled up, a kyphosis curvature in his spine, everything. The whole body just changed into a 90-year-old man, which was just fascinating. That alone was fascinating to see.
Yeah.
And he's walking around the room with his, around the table in the front of the room with his eyes closed. The whole time his eyes were closed, his head was down. So he asked who the first person was to come up for psychic surgery, and it was Ron's wife, the owner of Jenny Sanctuary. She had a lower back problem and went up on the table. So he starts to examine her, and he's putting his hands in different areas, and then he says, are there any doctors and nurses in the room? So I raise my hand, and he says, come up here. So I go up and consulted with him on some of the patients. He asked me my opinion on the case, and thankfully it was something I was very, very familiar with, and I gave him put in my two cents and my diagnostic opinion. And then I referred to the condition of her foot as being pronation. I said, she has pronation. And he yells out, eversion! And he spoke only in medical terms that only a doctor would know, you know.
So there's no way that was David Thompson talking medical.
No possible way. No yeah. possible way. Absolutely impossible. So I was up there with him on this case, and I asked him if he could teach me how to do this psychic surgery so I could bring it back to the States and help a lot of patients. And he said, you'll learn it when you get to the spirit world. It was a little bit arrogant, like you would expect. My guess is that he probably, I don't know, I'd like to find out. I mean, I'll ask around, but my guess is that he probably practiced in a big London hospital back in the 20s, maybe.
Right.
And probably practiced for a long time because he had all the characteristics and mannerisms of somebody very old in their 90s. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing was very fair. I had so much I wanted to talk to him about, but we were limited in time, and I didn't want to hog the show and take away from anybody else in the room that needed to ask questions, so I limited it as much as I could out of respect for the group. Then he did psychic surgery on five more people, including my dear friend Roberto, who came with us. He had a major bladder problem, and to this day, since we came back to the States, his bladder problem is completely cured. Completely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And I had a major shoulder problem. My shoulder is totally worn out from years of abuse and injuries. I need a shoulder replacement. Mm-hmm. So I told Dr. Slavinsky that my shoulder was very bad, and he did psychic surgery on it. And when I got back to the States, the first week, it was 99% better. I had full range of motion. I had just tiny, it's not even worth mentioning the small amount of pain I had. And the remarkable thing was that I can't really use my shoulder unless I take all these supplements, including collagen, hyaluronic acid, glucosamine, chondroitin, shark cartilage, methyl sulfonylmethane. I have a whole protocol that I take every day, and that keeps me going. Without it, I can't move my shoulder at all. So whatever Dr. Slavinsky did, it worked, and it's just amazing, absolutely amazing to me.
And it's still good?
I didn't take my supplements for a whole week, and I overdid it in an attempt. It was really a foolish attempt to see how far I could push the envelope. It's still a lot better than it was before I went to England, but it's not as good as it was the first week. I think if I had just, because, you know, psychic surgery, it's still surgery.
That's
I should
right.
have rested it and taken care of it. I mean, I just the fact that I didn't have to take any of my supplements that are absolutely imperative that I take in order to be able to move my arm, I didn't have to take them at all that week. Nothing. I just, it was really, truly amazing.